This is KGNU's Morning Magazine, and it is Tuesday, August 9th of 2022. I am your host, Rosanna Longo-Better. Thank you for joining us here on listener-supported community radio. Coming up on today's show, the Boulder Valley School District offers a bilingual help center for parents who need to access the school portal. After that, the Colorado River needs a plumber. The story and more in This Week in Water. And we will go to our comment line to hear what's on the minds of KGNU's listeners. At the bottom of the hour, we will have an update from the BBC News headlines. And then it's How on Earth. This week, the Science Show team shares news about DNA superconductors, a brand new proposal to stop grazing and reintroduce wolves and beavers in a large corridor of the Mountain West, and a conversation with the authors of What Your Food Ate. And at 9 in the morning comes Alan Watts, the British philosopher, writer, and speaker known for interpreting Eastern religions, ideas for a Western audience. Then at 9:30, Ginger Perry will be in the Boulder studio for the morning sound alternative. All that still ahead. But first, the local and regional headlines with KGNU's Lily Novel.
Boulder Republican William DiOrio announced his bid to represent Colorado House District 10 on Monday. Several people, most of them from the Democratic Party, have come forward expressing their intent to run for the seat since incumbent State Representative Edie Hooten withdrew from the race last month. Republican DiOrio has lived in Boulder for 50 years, graduating from CU with degrees in engineering in 1974 and 1978. Since then, he's worked primarily on water and energy issues before making the transition into politics. The Boulder County Democratic Party will host a candidate forum for House District 10 race this Saturday at 10 a.m. More than 10% of Colorado kids report experiencing anxiety or depression. That's according to newly released 2022 Kids Count Data Book, analyzing how children and families are faring. Eric Galantas reports.
Colorado ranks 16th in the nation for promoting children's overall well-being, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest report on child wellness, even as kids have struggled with unprecedented levels of poor mental health. In Colorado, more than 10%, about 109,000 kids, reported experiencing anxiety or depression in 2020. And Erica Monowaddle with the Colorado Children's Campaign says children of color and LGBTQ+ are at greater risk than their white heterosexual peers.
We saw higher shares of Colorado's Black students, students of two or more races, and students who are American Indian or Alaska Native. All of those groups had higher shares of attempted suicide compared to other students.
Colorado saw the second largest increase in the mortality rate in the nation for kids age 1 to 19. Between 2010 and 2020, there were 31 deaths per 100,000 children, up from 25 deaths per 100,000 a decade earlier. The state made improvements in 11 of the 16 indicators of child and family well-being spotlighted in the report, notably in the teen birth rate and the share of children living in high-poverty neighborhoods. I'm Eric Galatas.
A Colorado school funding measure will not be on this November's ballot. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Because of a lack of signatures needed to get the ballot on the measure in November, Colorado voters won't get to decide whether to waive a portion of future state tax refunds to better fund K-12 schools. Chalkbeat reports that Initiative 63 needed 125,000 signatures in order for the measure to be on the ballot. The measure would have dedicated an estimated $1 billion to help school districts recruit and retain educators. For more than a decade, Colorado has failed to comply with a constitutional requirement to increase school funding each year by the rate of population growth plus inflation. Colorado voters will be able to decide in November whether to pass the Healthy School Meals for All program. Besides covering the cost of school meals, school districts who participate could also get money to buy healthy local foods, increase wages for food service workers, and upgrade equipment. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
The Boulder Arts Commission, an extension of the city government's Office of Arts and Culture, has allocated $1.8 million to various arts initiatives. So far this year, the Boulder Arts Commission has awarded 88 grants for a total of $925,000. Just over $900,000 more remain available to distribute as the year goes on. The grant amounts range from sums of about $500, enabling artists to attend professional development events and conferences about their craft, to $50,000 for extra-large organizations like the Dairy Arts Center and KGNU. Four Cambodian relics, some dating back to the 7th century, are leaving Denver and returning home. The artifacts ended up at the Denver Art Museum through an antique dealer, Douglas Latchford, who allegedly presented the art museum with fake ownership history. A museum spokesperson told the Denver Post that the institution is, quote, grateful that these pieces will be returning to their rightful home. In today's weather, we're expecting sunny skies across the Front Range urban corridor with lows in the 60s tonight. An ozone day alert is in effect until at least 4 p.m. for Boulder, Denver, Broomfield, Douglas, Jefferson, Western Arapaho, Western Adams, Larimer, and Weld counties. State health officials warn that hot and sunny weather with light winds will allow ozone concentrations to reach levels that are unhealthy for sensitive groups, such as persons with chronic respiratory conditions. Temperatures in Colorado are forecast to reach 94 degrees with a low of 63. And Fort Collins is expecting a high of 86 and a low of 60. Boulder is looking at a high of 92 and a low of 62. For KGNU, I'm Lily Noble.
You are listening to KGNU. Boulder Valley School District is offering a special help center for parents who need assistance, setting up their parent portal accounts, completing their annual data updates, and enrolling a new Boulder Valley School District student, and submitting applications for free and reduced price lunches. Computers will be available to use and professionals will be there to help. For more on this resource, I have Boulder Valley School District Erin Rain, Communications Deputy, and Alejandra Corchado, Digital Communications and Engagement Specialist in the studios. How is the Help Center going to assist families in the enrollment process, Erin?
Well, thanks for asking us about it. This is a very busy time, August, back to school for families. And we want every family returning and new to know that they can come to the Boulder Valley School District Education Center on Arapaho Road and get help either enrolling a new student, completing their annual data update for a current student to make sure that if there are alerts or news that you need to know about your student and your school, that your family has the correct information for all parents and all guardians in the family to contact and for your student, and make sure that you're signed up to either participate in our free and reduced lunch program or to participate in our parent portal to pay for your student to eat at school. Or if they bring their own lunch, then that you can obviously take that route as well. But the Help Center is really here to answer all questions for parents about enrolling their kid for school, back to school stuff, school-related questions, transportation questions. We'll have professionals from the district here available at the Education Center to make sure everybody's got all their paperwork done and that those kids are ready to head back in a couple weeks.
Extremely important information and an amazing service that you are providing. Where do parents need to go again, and when do they need to go to get this support, Alejandra?
So the Help Center will be at the BVSD Education Center, which is on Arapaho Road. The address is 6500 East Arapaho Road, and it will be starting Thursday, August 11th. So that's this Thursday, and it'll go through Tuesday, August 16th. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then on the last Tuesday, August 16th, it'll be 9 a.m. Until 3 p.m.
Busy, busy times for the school and the parents and the kids. Universal school lunches are no longer available this upcoming school year, and the eligibility criteria is very low. Does Boulder Valley School District have plans to adjust meals, benefits, eligibility to account for the high cost of living in Boulder? Erin?
I don't know of any plans at this time. That would be something our food services program is working on. I know that they want as many students as possible to enroll and complete that application for free and reduced lunch, and especially talk to their schools specifically. If there's any question about paying for lunch programs or eligibility surrounding that. I believe we have 56 schools in our district, so not all of that information can come from the district office. All the schools have their own lunch programs that they're running and do a great job around on that. But yeah, unfortunately, the free meal program is ending after 2 years. So a lot of parents probably have gotten in the habit, as I would have, of dropping their kids off and expecting lunch to be covered. So please, 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 parents, fill out the free and reduced lunch application. See if your family qualifies. Talk to your school about options for the meal program. And if you choose, I think a lot of families, one thing that BVSD School Food Project is really proud about is with the free meals being enacted, a lot more kids took advantage of it. A lot of families understood what a valuable resource this is, how great our food program is, and how nutritious and various and wonderful the menus are. So we hope a lot of families will continue to use this service as it's a benefit to our district. So at the Help Center or online yourself, if you visit bvsd.org, there'll be links there. We encourage people to sign up for their parent accounts and enroll for meals. It's still very reasonably priced, we believe, to feed the kids at school, and the meals are filling and nutritional. So we hope a lot of parents participate, and we encourage as many as possible to fill out that application for free and reduced lunch ahead of the school year. But that's coming up soon. So
one document that parents need to show that sometimes requires them to have access to a scanner are their kids' vaccination records. How can parents get help with that, Alejandra?
We would definitely encourage parents, if you're able to come to the Help Center, bring your vaccine records there, and we can definitely help upload them. But if you're not able to make it to the Help Center, just taking a photo, take a photo and email it to your school, email it to your school nurse, and they can definitely make it into the format that they need, do whatever they need. But even a quick photo on your phone, that'll do.
What about parents who want to opt out of having their kids' information share with military recruiters? There's a form for that, but it requires a printout. Will Boulder Valley School District Help Centers facilitate this process as well? Do you have the answer for that question?
I don't. I'm not really sure, to be honest, if that's a school district form or if that was something that would be separate. I haven't heard of that form before, but I'm sure that you're right, and that some parents, it sounds like, have difficulty accessing it. So I would say bring those questions to the Help Center, see if any other professionals there are able to help you navigate that. And if not, definitely contact your school or your administrator at your school office and see if they're able to help with that as well.
And I do have a last question for Alejandra. Are you providing translation services and interpretation precisely for this service that is so needed for our communities?
Yes. Absolutely. One of the big reasons we're having the Help Center is so that we can have services there. So we will definitely have our team there to set up with any language, Spanish, English, whatever language that you might need. We will have services provided there to support our families. We have a new Facebook page just to go along with this that we launched over the summer, BVSD en Español, which is really focusing on communicating with our Spanish-speaking families on a new platform that's hopefully easier to navigate to. We understand that emails might not be the way to do it for everybody, so we're hoping that BVSD en Español will reach our Spanish-speaking families, our community, and are just trying to spread the word so that they know that there's a new way to get information that's going on with their students at the schools and the district in general. So definitely encouraging our families to follow our new channel, BVSD en Español.
BVSD en Español Facebook page and our at BVSD Colorado Facebook page. There are Facebook events about the BVSD Help Center, so you could RSVP there, see all of the dates and follow along with us on Facebook for all of that information.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. I think I want to take advantage that we have Alejandra Corchado with us, bilingual, and just make an announcement in español sobre este servicio importante, esta plataforma de llegar a la gente en donde la gente está. Alejandra, cuéntanos.
Sí, claro. El Distrito Escolar del Valle de Boulder tendrá un centro de ayuda. Necesitan crear sus cuentas en el portal de padres de Infinite Campus para completar las actualizaciones anuales de datos y para llenar las solicitudes de alimentos gratis o a precio reducido. So, esas son las aplicaciones que normalmente antes del COVID se llenaban todos los años, pero cuando pasó el COVID que ya no se ocupaba, a lo mejor las familias no se dieron cuenta que iba a regresar, que tenían que llenar las aplicaciones otra vez, y como no están disponibles en papel, es todo por computadora. Por eso queríamos que vengan a este centro de ayuda, para que nosotros vamos a tener computadoras, nosotros vamos a poder ayudarlos para que llenen todas las aplicaciones y para responder cualquier pregunta que tengan antes de que empiecen en el año escolar. Y también, como estaba compartiendo, que tenemos una nueva página de Facebook que se llama BBSD en español. Y esta nueva página es un lugar donde nos va a ayudar a comunicarnos con nuestros padres y nuestra comunidad hispana que habla español solamente en español. Esta página está dedicada para ellos y es donde vamos a compartir información importante sobre las escuelas, sobre los estudiantes, sobre el distrito en general, y va a ser un lugar donde padres y familias van a poder hacernos preguntas a nosotros o dejarnos comentarios, todo en español, y nosotros vamos a estar allí respondiéndoles.
Fantástico.
So there's no appointment necessary for any of those days at the Help Center. You can come any day, any time that it's open, and you don't need a computer, and there will be people there available to help.
That's fantastic, Erin. Thank you so much for that information. I think it's crucial for our parents. I have been speaking with Erin Rain and Alejandra Corchado of Boulder Valley School District about the support offered to assist parents with accessing the portal accounts and completing paperwork as the start of the school year approaches. It's really fun. And with this new offering of providing access in Spanish in a social media platform. That's excellent. I just really want to say congrats on that new application. Thank you. You are listening to the Morning Magazine on KGNU. Up next, This Week in Water with Jamie Sattler and Franny Halperin.
To make this battery work, just add water. That story and more on H2O Radio's weekly news report. I'm Jamie Sudler.
I'm Franny Halperin, and it's This Week in Water.
Imagine the Grand Canyon with barely any water flowing through it.
A new report says that as the Southwest becomes more arid, levels at Lake Powell on the Colorado River could be too low for water to pass through outlets in Glen Canyon Dam, something that could happen if there are two more dry winters.
The current level of Lake Powell is just a quarter of its capacity and only about 45 feet above the upper outlets through which water flows to turn turbines that generate hydropower for 3 million people.
There are smaller outlets at the bottom of the dam designed to supplement releases, but the report warns that those lower pipes have only been used when the dam first filled or for some emergencies and may not function in the long term.
This plumbing problem could lead to Lake Powell becoming a dead pool, threatening water deliveries to farmers and cities, including Phoenix, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Tijuana. It would also harm the ecosystem of the Grand Canyon.
The Bureau of Reclamation is currently studying options for the turbines. However, the researchers warn that the agency must act soon to put in new outlets at the bottom of Glen Canyon Dam or expand the ones already there.
Rewilding is a practice that returns land to natural conditions, and according to research, when used near farms, it boosts biodiversity without reducing crop yields.
Over a 10-year period, researchers studied a 2,500-acre farm in southern England where several wildlife habitats were created from land that had been unprofitable or difficult to farm.
The habitats had flowers for pollinators, seeds for birds, and grasses that supported small mammals and insects, and the farm encouraged natural pest control.
The researchers found that the number of species increased at the test farm and were much higher compared to others nearby without rewilded areas. The number of birds increased by one-third and butterflies doubled.
And while all that was happening, crop yields were maintained and in some cases improved, which was significant because they reduced the amount of farmland to create the habitats.
Our appetite for electronics is generating a growing amount of waste when we toss outdated or broken devices. Some of this so-called e-waste can be recycled or repurposed, but much of it ends up in landfills where toxic compounds leach into groundwater and soils.
One insidious stream of e-waste is batteries in low-power, single-use disposable tech like smart tracking labels, sensors, and medical diagnostic devices.
Researchers in Switzerland wanted to replace these batteries with ones that would be non-toxic, sustainable, and biodegradable. So they made one out of paper. And to power it up, you just add water.
In a typical battery, there are positively and negatively charged poles. Between the two is conductive material called an electrolyte.
In their experimental battery, the team infused paper with salt and printed the positive side with graphite and the negative side with zinc. Once the paper got wet, the salt water acted as a conductor, and boom, it generated almost as much voltage as a AA battery for about an hour, potentially all that's needed for many disposable items.
The researchers are hopeful their batteries could be in products within the next few years.
And finally, does it ever feel like there's not enough time in the day? Well, technically on June 29th, there wasn't. Earth's rotation was 1.59 milliseconds shy of 24 hours, the shortest day since scientists started keeping track with atomic clocks back in the 1960s.
And it wasn't a fluke. July 26th was 1.5 milliseconds shorter than the total 86,400 that make up a solar day. And it seems to be a trend. The site timeanddate.com reported that in 2020, Earth had 28 days that were less than 24 hours.
So what's going on? Scientists aren't sure, but offer potential explanations. Perhaps it's from changes in the Earth's core, the moon affecting tides, or maybe earthquakes and tsunamis moving the planet's mass.
Others theorize that it's because Earth isn't exactly spherical, and the North and South Poles naturally wobble in their position on the globe. According to NASA, even strong winds in El Niño years can slow the planet's spin.
Still, other scientists say it could be from humans warming up the planet and causing ocean circulation patterns to change as ice caps melt and glaciers vanish.
Earth's rotation has slowed if you look over geologic timescales, and so in the modern era, world timekeepers have occasionally added leap seconds to sync our clocks with the sun. But officials said they won't be adding one in December 2022 as planned. And there's even some talk about removing a second for the first time ever.
That prospect has tech providers like Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft clamoring to end leap seconds altogether, saying they wreak havoc on software and are responsible for numerous outages in the past.
Sure. Just an excuse as to why my package didn't arrive on time.
That's it for This Week in Water. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you either a millisecond sooner or a millisecond later next time.
We now check in with KGNU's comment line and what's on the minds of listeners this week.
Hello. It's just great to hear that Sharif Valim is back on the air again. He's been missed for a couple years. So that's my only comment. All right, bye.
I just heard that Blake Britton, DJ, was retiring from the station, and I just really want to shout out Blake. He was a great DJ. I enjoyed many of the late night shows, and I feel like he really stepped it up when he started doing the afternoon sound alternative.
So,
yay, Blake Britton, and I hope he actually gets this shout out. Yes, thank you.
If you would like to make a comment on something you heard on KGNU, you can leave a message at our listener comment line at 303-447-9911. We play the messages back on Tuesday mornings at 8:25. And that's all the time we have for today's Morning Magazine. Thanks to Lily Noble, Steve Miller, Alexis Kenyon, Shannon Young, Justin Hagenbutten, Jamie Sattler, and Franny Halperin for their contributions to today's program. I have been your host, Rosanna Longobetter. Stay tuned for How on Earth, that's coming up after these headlines from the BBC.